This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report. We speak, they listen. Really? Are you kidding me? I do a report one day about the fight on the Gulf Coast around LNG terminals, and the very next day I see on the front page of the New York Times that the Biden administration suddenly kicked the entire industry in the guts. Are they reading my reports or listening to them on the radio? Is my house or office bugged? Is this just coincidence, or am I communicating telepathically directly to the White House? I don't know. Probably not. If I were ex-President Trump, I'd take credit for the whole shebang. But on the other hand, he'll probably trash the whole affair. Here's what's up, according to the big whoops. The White House is directing the Energy Department to expand its evaluation of the projects to consider their impact on climate change, as well as the economy and national security, said people who spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to publicly discuss internal deliberations. The Energy Department has never rejected a proposed natural gas project because of its expected environmental impact. Don't get me wrong, they're building these things already like crazy, which is why communities are fighting them like cats and dogs. We already have 7 of these terminals in operation, some among the largest in the world. There are also another 5 permitted by the Energy Department and under development. So this is more of a potential climate epiphany than it is past practice. The industry wants to build another 17, though, including this mother of them all in Louisiana. Calcasieu Pass 2, or CP2, would dwarf the country's existing export terminals. The $10 billion project would be situated along a shipping channel that connects the Gulf of Mexico to Lake Charles, Louisiana. It would export up to 20 million tons of natural gas per year, increasing the current amount of exported American gas by about 20%. Like I say, the government has never not approved one of these, so it's important to understand that this is a delay, not a denial. Nonetheless, forcing the regulators to weigh the climate impacts is huge, and the fact that this is an election year might make it an issue. I was kidding earlier, because CP2 has been a big campaign for enviros and other heavyweights that understand our climate issues and commitments. There have been letters, petitions, lots of social media harumphing like the Obama pipeline fights. They have made a difference. The industry is crying like a stuck pig that this will be the end of life as we know it, but that's kind of the point, isn't it? Ending life as we have known it so we can live differently? Others speculate that this is a political decision. If so, so be it. There weren't a lot of votes that Biden will be sacrificing in what residents call a sacrifice zone along the Texas and Louisiana border. And more to gain around the rest of the country for doing the right thing the right way. This is Wade Rethke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.